Clooney. Tech Talk on Drive. Where do I plug all these cables in?
Where indeed. If you don't know, a download from a dongle or a bitrate from a Bitfit or a Fitbit or a terabyte from a megabyte or a, well, you know what you mean. You know, you hear all these tech terms. We've got a tech guru here who's going to help us understand what they're all about. Alex Sahar of Reut is the tech writer with ITY.com. Alex, welcome back to Drive. Lovely to chat again.
Thank you, John.
Now, let's start today. I want to talk about passwords. I want to talk about the low-tech life. I'm sort of leaning a little bit that way myself at times, I think, Alex. But first of all, you found an app for a smartphone that deals with a pretty personal problem. What is it?
Yes, well, it's for women suffering from urinary incontinence stress, or urinary stress incontinence. And my mother actually has had to have two operations, one for a prolapsing uterus and then another one for a prolapsing bladder. And one of the instructions that the doctors give is that you have to do these pelvic floor exercises, and it's basically squeezing, and you've got to try and get those muscles going. And part of the problem is that, women don't do it as much as they should, or they don't know if they're doing it properly, and then they end up having to wear pads to deal with the incontinence, and the problem really isn't solved. Some Australian doctors started to come up with a device, a medical device, that women, I don't know how to put this, but they need to insert this device, and then they need to squeeze onto this device, and this device talks to an app on your phone or your tablet and tells you how you're going and coaches you and lets you know that the squeezing exercises that you're doing are really having an effect to strengthen those muscles and to help solve this problem. And then that information can be shared with your clinician or your doctor, and it's an Australian invention that's being launched here first.
Well, I'm sure medically it's a great advance, but it's taking technology to places beyond where we might have expected, Alex.
Well, it's a very personal device, as it would appear to be. But you've also got this whole medical devices, the Internet of Things. You mentioned the Fitbit in the intro. Devices are becoming not just a way to get entertainment or the news, but to actually help us with our health, whether it's to know how our heart is beating, or whether we're taking enough steps during the day. And this is something that you probably wouldn't have thought would have been developed, but it has been developed. And
you're dead right about that.
I'd love for my mum, for example, to be able to try using this to see, because I don't want her to have a third, prolapse operation. I mean, it takes 6 weeks to recover, and it's a real, traumatic sort of thing. So it's fascinating to see this being developed.
And it's an Australian invention as well, so well done to the doctors and the developers.
It's called PeriCoach. It's called PeriCoach, P-E-R-I, Coach. And you can look at it at pericoach.com.
Right, okay. Alex Sahar of Reut is my guest from ITY.com, 20 to 4 on Drive, 22 to 4, I should say. We're talking technology and something that's all pervasive, something more broadly understood and known and used than that app you were talking about, Alex, are passwords. We all use them.
We do.
I'm staggered.